obviously you do get nervous. It's always the same thing. When you're playing sport, you're in control of it and you know what you're doing, so you don't get as nervous. And when you're watching, you just want someone to do really well. You do get nervous, but you know, I was always confident in how her and the team could do, and they did that, and they deserved their medal.
I got the impression generally from all your tweets that you really got into the Olympics as a whole.
It was one of those things where beforehand people were always asking, are you going to go to events? And I was like, oh, I think I'll just enjoy it from sort of the armchair. And yeah. And then obviously going down to Greenwich for the 4 days, got a feel for it and how great the atmosphere was at the event. And then I'm very lucky to go to sort of the Super Saturday with Mo Farah and Jessica Ennis. There's always those moments that get you more involved. And just as a whole event, I thought it was so well run. And the volunteers can't get praised enough in how helpful they were and how they were just constantly trying to lift people's moods before they went there. So all the spectators were on good form and it worked. And yeah, it was a great event.
Do you find it interesting watching how other sportsmen train different to rugby?
Individual sports so different because you've got to have another sort of level of mental toughness because you don't constantly have, you know, we're lucky that we have 30 people who, if things aren't going well, will back you up and, you know, will help you out. And whereas when you're on your own, you make a mistake, it only lands on one shoulder and that's your own. And so you've got to give massive credit for that and the solitude you have to train in. And it, you know, it's hard, but you do look around and look how other people train, and you know, you'll find a sense of you want to get back playing again. You want to bluster to be the focus of people's attention.
And how have you found pre-season and everything so far, combining the coaching role with the playing role?
Yeah, it's been good. It's obviously been a completely new experience for me. But as I sort of said, this year, you know, it's more of a transitional role. So still my main focus is on the training and being fit to play and then working as hard as I can off the field to fulfil the other role, and Nigel helping me do that. And so far, you know, Nigel has been really good to me in terms of the amount of responsibility he puts on my shoulders. But then I think he realises when, if we've had a tough training week, when he can see I'm tired as well. He's very good at sort of helping me out in that place and coming in and sharing that responsibility. So it's been great so far. The boys have been really good in terms of their mental approach and their intensity in sessions, so at the moment I can't complain.
And you definitely have big ambitions in a playing capacity for the next year and beyond that.
Yeah, definitely this year. You know, I always said that I wanted to play, so that is one of my big ambitions for this year, to still be pushing everywhere. You know, the good thing is at the moment we've got two back lines that are very talented and pushing each other, so as long as everyone's pushing that and vying for competition and we can have that ability to change people around without it changing the team dynamic, that's where we need to be.
And the rugby sevens coming into the Olympics, you've talked about enjoying the Olympics. Could you be there in a playing or a coaching role?
I very much doubt it. I spoke to Russell Edshaw, who's involved in the England sevens. He said he penciled me in for prop, so I've got that as a written contract on a text message, so I know that I'm there.